Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Ben Gizriel Passaic Clifton. Week 3, we are continuing our Daf HaShavua, Insights to the Daf series. Excuse me. Today's Daf is Meseches Brachos Daf Vav, and the topic of the Shir is Tefillah, No Person Left Behind. The Gemara starts by introducing a statement by Abba Binyamin, actually on the bottom of Daf Heyam Beis, which will carry over to the top. The Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer. Abba Binyamin says, Shnayim shenichnasu lehispalel, two people entered a shul to daven, v'kodem mechon mehem lehispalel, and one of them got up to leave. One of them finished. The lohim tinas chaver, and he didn't wait for his friend, v'yotza, and he leaves the shul. Tarfan lo tefilasu befanav, his tefillah is ripped up in his face, figuratively, as the Pasuk says, shenemar toraf nafsho biapo, Halamancha teyazev haaretz, the low ode, and the Gemara continues with the words of Abba Shaul. Elisha goreim l'shchina shetestalak min Yisrael. Such practice will also cause the shchina to leave from Yisrael. Shenemar vayatak tzur mekomo vein tzur lakadosh baruch hu shenemar tzuri l'necha teshi. But v'im him timlo maschara. What's his reward if he waits for the person? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, zocha lebrachos halalu. He zocha to the following bracha. Shenemar. In summary, Abba Binyamin decries those who leave others behind in shul, in particular leaving one person back, as this both impacts on the individual, as his tefillos are torn up, as well as the communal, as the Shechina leaves Klal Yisrael. Both these consequences are harsh. What we need to do is to discuss first what is the issue at hand, as to why such practice, leaving a person behind, has such dire consequences. So I wanted to bring down two answers in Rishonim, one brought down by Rabbeinu Chananel, and the other brought down by the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Chananel tells us that a person who is davening by himself in a shul is more susceptible to both mazikin and robbers. Leaving behind places them in danger. It's for this reason why Abba Binyamin frowns on such behavior. As how is a person could leave another person behind while he's davening, subjecting him to danger? Talmidi Rabbeinu Yonah explained that the issue is something different. The person left behind might become nervous as to his particular situation and being alone. This nervousness and anxiety will stare or disturb his kavana and distract him from his tefillos. Such behavior is what Abba Binyamin will frown upon, as how can one person do something actively to distract another Jew from davening? While this practice is frowned upon no matter what you choose, either the practice harms a person as it causes potential harm, as Rabbeinu Chananel says, or the practice causes potential harm to the tefillah, as the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says. Nonetheless, one has to see if there are any nafka minos between the two reasons, because knowing the reason tells us where and when to apply the halacha. So I wanted to bring down three short nafka minos as to what the difference is, what the reason for not leaving a person behind in shul is. One such nafka mina is to which tefillos does this apply to? Would we apply this to all tefillos of the day or just specific tefillos? Meaning, let's say, for example, at night. During Maariv, there's a prevalence of mazikin and robbers, but these factors are not so common during the daytime. Disturbance of kavana, as we all know, can apply to any tefillah that we have. So the question is this, if you're going to be holding that the issue is susceptibility to mazikin and harm and danger at night during Maariv, where one is more susceptible to danger, one would apply the halacha, but to Shacharis and Mincha, where the issue is not as big, one would not apply the halacha. But if you're going to say the issue is kavana, distractibility in davening is symptomatic of any tefillah that we do. It doesn't matter when we're davening, as the Gemara is going to say later on, tefillah is one of those things. It stands on the top of the world. It's one of the most important things we have, and people just take it lightly. It's a very difficult thing to do, is to have daven with kavanah all the time. So if that would be the case, this would apply to all three tefillos that we have. The second half kamina would be the application to our shuls today. In the times of the Gemara, where the shuls were located outside of the cities and areas where mazikin and listed were prevalent, today, our shuls are generally built in communities that are particularly safe, Baruch Hashem. Would the reasons apply? So looking at the two, Rabbeinu Chananel says the issue is mazikin and danger. So we would not apply the issue today. We would not apply the halacha today because, again, these factors of mazikin and listim are not factors. However, as far as kavana is concerned, once again, there's a problem of kavana even today. Probably one would argue even more so today there's a problem of kavana. And therefore, according to the second reason, one would still apply the halacha. A third nafkamina would be the latecomer. In other words, a person who shows up, let's say, during Shmona Esrei. And the late stayer, let's say, a person who stays after davening to recite Tehillim or Tchinos, for example. Do we have to wait for such a person who didn't come at the same time as everybody else? So according to the first reason of Mazikin, it would apply, as the robbers and the Mazikin aren't going to care whether the guy showed up to shul on time or whether the guy showed up to shul late. It makes no difference. He's a target, and by leaving him behind, you're causing him harm. However, if you're going to say the second reason is kavana, since the person knowingly came late, he's basically saying he's not concerned about remaining behind. As had he been concerned, he would have come earlier. Or, from the fact that he's staying behind at the end of davening to recite Tehillim or to say Tchinos and such, he's also indicating that it doesn't concern him so much that he's going to be behind, because had it been concerning him, then he wouldn't have stayed behind. Therefore, that reason would apply. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the following in Simen Tzadi. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following: Im nishar adam yechidi beveis kinesis achar tfil, if a person remains by himself in shul after davening, ba'arvis o b'shachris, kishabeis kinesis chutz la'ir, whether it's in the evening or in the morning, the shul is outside the city. Vim yishayer yechidi yefachid v'yisbabel b'tfilaso, and if he's left alone, he'll be fearful and his tefillah will be disturbed. There's an obligation on the person who's there not to leave shul until the other person finishes davening. So even if the first person finished davening, for just like a person has to do gemilus chesed, he has to do kindness with his money and give tzedakah, let's say, you have to do gemilas chesed with your body. And there's no greater gemilas chesedim that a person shouldn't be fearful and a person shouldn't have his tefillah disturbed. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be holding that the real issue is kavana. The Aruch HaShulchan also goes on to say, "V'lachein lo yarech hamispalo b'tachanunim." The person who is davening, though, should not daven long at the end. He shouldn't stay late and say additional tefillos. Eli yispalo hatefillah kavua bilvad. You should only say what's, you know, the standard version that's said in the sitter. Because again, if we're making people wait for him, it's not fair that they're waiting for him to do things that he doesn't have to do. The Aruch HaShulchan goes on to say, that there are those who are stringent even in the city, in the shul in the city, and in the morning, a person feels upset when he's by himself. So what do we see again? The issue is kavanah. And finally, the Aruch HaShulchan ends by saying, if he comes all the way at the end of davening, there's no obligation to wait for him. So clearly, the Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion that the issue at hand is kavanah. Using this idea of kavanah, we could explain that according to many mefarshim, the issue with this practice of mida keneged mida is as follows. The issue with this practice is that person is paid back, mida keneged mida. Causing a person's tefillos to become unglued through a lack of kavana, your tefillos are unglued as well. So that's why we have to be careful and not to leave anybody behind. A second area we find kavana to be a factor is in the second halacha brought on by Amud Beis. The Gemara says, in Rabbi Chelbo, Ravuna, another halacha from Rabbi Chelbo, the name of Ravuna, kol kaveh makom tefiloso elokei Avram be'ezro, somebody who sets aside a set place to daven, the God of Avram helps him. When he dies, Omrim lo ve'ana ve'chasid mitamidav shavim avinu. V'Avram avinu minola dekava makom. How do you know Avram avinu set up a place? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayishkem Avram baboker el makom asher amad sham. Te'in amida elo tefila and amida refers to tefila as shenemar vayamor pinchas vayafalel. What's the purpose of having a makom kavu at the same place to daven in? such an important halacha that it gets you to be on the level of being considered to be the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. So I want to share two approaches. And this will be a similar vein to what we said before. One brought by the Meiri says that staying in the same place maximizes one kavana. Since he's in the same spot, he's not going to be distracted and will focus on his tefillos. In fact, I had the experience of davening in a new place this morning. And I was at a different shul this past Shabbos, in a different area. And I can tell you that being in a different surroundings, you're not necessarily familiar with the people who are there, you're not necessarily familiar with the area, and you're looking around and you want to see, oh, what is this going on over here, what's going on over here, who sits here, where is this person, and so on. If you're in the same place every day, it gets boring. And because it gets boring, your mind is there to focus on tefillah. There is, however, another opinion or another idea brought down by the Tzlach. The Tzlach says that davening in place gets a shame of makom tefillah. Because again, we want our tefillos, while Hashem listens to our tefillos everywhere, but the place where we do daven does impact, because the holier the place, the more potent the tefillos are. By davening in the same place every day, you're giving the place that you daven in the name or the status of a makom tefillah. Moving from place to place will not avail you that opportunity. Nafkamina between these two reasons is whether we apply this in halacha at home or in shul as well. In other words, if we're speaking about the issue being kavana, then the requirement applies no matter where you're davening. As I just mentioned, being in a different shul sometimes could weigh upon your kavana as well. But if you say the requirement is to establish a makom tefillah, then there's no such need if one is davening in shul, only in one's home. Psak brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan also favors the kavana's approach. It says, "Lolam yikva adam makom kavua tefilaso." A person should always set up a set place for his tefillah. The hainu, meaning she is palo tamei bebalkom echad. She's always diving in the same place. Kolomar. Hain leinian habayis she is palel tamei beveis habayis. First of all, referring to the actual place where you're davening, she is palel tamei beveis kinesazel beveis medrashay. She's always diving in the same shul, the same base medrash. V'lo pam bezeh, v'lo pam bezeh, not really shul hop so much. Shul hopping is not ideal as far as kavanah is concerned. V'hem b'machom ha'miyuchad b'oso b'ayishi yispalel. Also in the exact place where you're going to be davening, meaning not only in the same, not only davening in the same shul, but in the same place in the same shul. It says, yispalel tov b'machom miyuchad, v'lo pam b'mizrach, v'lo pam b'dorom b'chayoti b'zeh. V'gam k'shem yispalel b'beisa, also when you daven in your house, yispalel tov b'machom echad, you should also daven in one spot, because again, the issue is to increase kavana. So thus we see that two halachos are there designed to make sure that we have maximum kavana during davening. Number one, not leaving a person behind and not being responsible for actively disturbing one's kavana. And a second reason, and a second halacha, davening in a base kinesis all the time or the same shul all the time, so that you're familiar with the place, and that will also maximize your kavana as well. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.